Okay, first I want to finish up what we discussed the last 2 days, the last 2 sessions about lighting the neros in the Beis HaKnesses. So we discussed at length the laws of lighting the Beis HaKnesses at night. What about lighting the Beis HaKnesses by day? This is a very...
In the morning.
This is a very, very difficult minhag to understand, because the Gemara's expression is Shraga b'tihara mayahane. A candle during the day, of what benefit is what benefit does it serve? So it's one thing we light neros at night, but why are we lighting neros in the Beis HaKnesses by day? It's a very difficult minhag. In fact, I think there are opinions that there are batekinesis that do not b'shita, they do not light. There's no inyan to light neros by day. The whole the halacha, it's already a halacha to light, an individual lights at night. So by extension, we discussed for 2 days that we also light Ner Chanukah on the Beis HaKnesses, but at least it should be lit during the Zman of the Halakas Ner. It's not to light it by day. Day does not seem to serve any function. So why do we do this? So I'll give you some of the answers I came across here in the Sefer Eliezer, some very interesting answers. Let me give you an example. During Svira, in many shuls, there is a minhag. When you finish svira, you finish davening, they say Hayoim Shlosha Yamim BaOmer. Why do you do that? The mitzvah is to light. The mitzvah is to light svir by at night, not by day, just in case someone forgot to say svir at night, so they can now count svir by day, and that way they can continue with saying svir summer at night with a bracha. So some of the Farshman said that's the only reason why we light in the Beis HaKnesses, to remind everyone how many neros to light tonight.
Really? Tonight.
Because since most people are not, it's just a reminder for the Hamoinam, it's like a sign. Since tonight most people are not going to be here in the Beis HaKnesses when it comes time to light neros Chanukah. So people have to remember, tonight we're going to light, well, if they're lighting in shul today 3 neros, that means that tonight to light 4 neros.
No.
If you don't say one day, you lose that. So you say something very interesting.
Catch it.
So you're asking one of these questions when you mix up the holidays. So a person comes to the rabbi and says, Rabbi, I did not light Ner Chanukah last night. Can I still light Ner Chanukah tonight? Isn't it very good, Shaila? What is the mitzvah? This touched upon a very interesting idea in the Inyan of Mahadrin and Mahadrin. There are 3 different levels of the Mekayim of the mitzvah. The Iker mitzvah Ner Chanukah is Ner Ish Ubeisoy, to light 1 candle. The Hamahadrin Ner L'chol Echad V'Echad. The Hamahadrin Min Hamahadrin. What do we do for Mahadrin and Hamahadrin? You're Moisif V'Hoylich. Let me ask you a question. Let's say the second night of Chanukah, I didn't light candles. Or the second night, I only lit 1 candle. I just didn't have. I was out of town. The only thing I can come up with is 1 candle. The third night of Chanukah, is there an inyan for me to light 3 neros? Because maybe the hider of Mahadrin, Min HaMahadrin, of being Moisif V'Hoylech, it's all or nothing. It's like Sfira Soimer. If you miss 1 night of Sfira, you can no longer count Sfira the next night. If you're counting Sfira, you come to night number 16, and you forget. I forget to count Sfira. Can I count with the bracha night number 17? It's over. One, you missed 1 day, Tamimois. It's over. Nisparda hachavila. You can no longer light. You can no longer continue doing the mitzvah. Maybe when it comes to the inyan of Mahadrin and Mahadrin and Mahadrin, the ability to be Moisif V'Hoylech, that's conditional that every single night you are Moisif V'Hoylech the way the previous night. So if the third night you only lit 2 neros, or the fourth night you only lit 3 neros, that's it, you've ruined it. It's no longer possible for you to fulfill the inyan of Mahadrin, Min HaMahadrin, by being Moisif V'Hoylech each additional night. There is such an approach, and we don't pass like that. We pass on lachal ma'aser. The person was not able to light near Chanukah on the third night. There's no din of tamimos. The fourth night, go right and you can light four neros.
But that's not a
what? There is no pasul. What pasul?
No, that's my point.
Tamimos. But so this is a takana. So how did Chazal? How did they enact this takana of moisif ha'holich? There's something to it. You want to moisif ha'holich is a way of bringing together all 8 days. It's a process. There's a pattern. There's no doubt of tamimos. Maybe not. Maybe yes. Maybe in order for you to get the full bang for your buck. To be mekayim the mitzvah of moisif ha'holich, the full hiddur, you should be required every single day to have the number, the proper number to build up to the climax of 8 neros on the 8th night of Chanukah. If you're missing one of those nights, it's no good. Yeah.
Let's say for some crazy reason I missed the first night.
Yeah.
So why can't I the second night light one and just? Who says
that? You'll never reach, because you're never going to reach 8. It has to be within the time, the 8 days of Hanukkah. You can't go if
no, you can't go 9.
What do you mean 9?
In other words, I don't start on the 25th.
Yes.
Hanukkah starts on the 25th.
No, no such thing. No, that is a given. Hanukkah has to be done on the calendar day. You can't have... You cannot... Yes. You cannot celebrate Hanukkah in the summer. No such thing.
It's different.
Okay, so this is a very interesting topic. This idea... And the Ikar Mitzvah of Chanukah is to light one ner. That's it. You have 20 children in the home, you make a bracha, and you light one ner. That's the, even on the 8th night of Chanukah. V'hamahadrin, ner l'chol echad v'yachad. You have 20 children, so you have 20 candles. Oh, that's a mahadrin. V'hamahadrin, mina mahadrin. Moisif ha'holich, the first night, one for everyone in your bais, the second night, two, the third night, three. But wait a minute, now we have a chakira. When we have this concept of the hamahadrin, min hamahadrin, moisif ha'holich, do we say that every single night is separate? And if a person was out of town, was unable to light a night number four candles, he only lit one candle, it doesn't make a difference. Night number five, in order, night number five, you have a new opportunity to be mekayim the inyan of mahadrin min hamahadrin, you can go ahead and light five candles and you fulfill the inyan of mahadrin min hamahadrin. Or maybe not. Maybe when Chazal enacted this concept of mahadrin min hamahadrin, it's a process. Night one, night two, three, four, five. You build up to a climax, to a crescendo. You're accomplishing something. And if you're going to miss out on one night, you're losing the full effect. If that, it's an interesting idea. Tamimos. Again, halacha l'maaseh, we paskin, go right ahead. You light your five neros, even if you miss one night, it doesn't make a difference. But it's a very interesting idea, and that would put lighting Chanukah candles in the Beis HaKnesses exactly like the minhag that many have to recite Sviras HaOmer in the Beis HaKnesses by day. Why are you reciting Sviras HaOmer by day? You don't make a bracha. It's the people should not make a mistake. Someone who missed out, there's a din of tamimos by svira. If you did not count svira last night, it's not too late.
Catch it in the morning.
What? Yeah, catch in the morning. So here, just the way.
How many candles I can't catch anymore?
You're right. You can't. You're correct. You can't. But at least to remind people what to do tonight. It's an 8-day process. It's just a reminder. Don't lose the momentum. Don't make a mistake. People make mistakes. I don't know, and not everyone is so swift. People come on. So the halacha l'maaseh we pass. I tell you, it doesn't make a difference. So it doesn't matter. Whatever you did. But there's definitely something to it. You cannot deny that there is a process of being moisif v'holich. And part of the reason why this brought down in this farm, part of the reason why we light in the Beis HaKnesses is just to remind everyone there are people that don't get confused. They go home and most people are not in the Beis HaKnesses at night. So you really don't know what's going on in shul. If you were in shul at night, you would see they lit in the shul five candles, so you go home, you light five candles. But many people were not home in shul at night. They did not go to shul for Ma'ariv. They only went to shul for Shacharis. So there are people that can make them. Oh, I thought it was the fourth night of Chanukah. I thought it was the sixth night of Chanukah. Oh, I lit last night the wrong number of candles. This way, when they go to shul in the morning, they get a clear picture. today is day four. So remember, tonight when you go home, you light five candles. Okay, let's go another idea. Another reason given for lighting the Ner Chanukah, now this is what we discussed yesterday, this idea of how long do you let the candles remain lit in the Beis HaKnesses. At home, everyone knows, every child knows, that the candles must remain lit for at least half an hour. Shetich le'regel min hashuk. You light candles when it gets dark, and it must remain lit for a half an hour. If the candles do not lit for half an hour, if there's not enough oil for the candle to go for half an hour, lo yatsa yedei chayvasa. Shabbos, Friday, going into Shabbos, you have to make sure that there's enough oil, enough, the candles are long enough, that they will light all the way into a half an hour after it says Hakol Chavim. What about in the Beis HaKnesses? So this is a big dilemma. This is a big issue. In the Beis HaKnesses, it's a minhag. It's not the Iker Hadin. The reason of half an hour doesn't make any sense. At home, where you're lighting, how you're lighting by the window, you're lighting at the Pesach, people should see the Ner Chanukah. It makes sense. People in the street are walking around for a half an hour, at least the time of the Gemara. But in the Beis HaKnesses, you're not lighting by the window, you're not lighting for the people outside, you're lighting for the people in Shul. You're going to light between Mincha and Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv is going to take not more than 10 minutes. So after 10 minutes, you're done. You're done, so do the candles have to remain lit for an additional half an hour? Doesn't make sense. So in Achanami, there are many opinions that hold it doesn't. Mill, blow it out. Just blow it out and you're finished. Others are not so happy, since the lighting of the Chanukah candles is an extension of what you do at home, and at home there is a zman of a half an hour, so we light in Shul also a half an hour. So here it explains in this Sefer, it's an incredible idea, he brings down different sources for this idea, is that's why we light in the morning in the Beis HaKnesses, because it's a pshara. It's a compromise between these two approaches. If we need to let the candles remain lit for the full zman, the truth is we don't. We extinguish the candles. We blow it out because people are going home. But we're mashlim the next morning.
We rekindle
in order to conclude the shiur of a half an hour. We really do want to fulfill this concept of lighting Chanukah candles in shul for a half an hour. Because the lighting of Chanukah candles in shul is an extension of the lighting of the Chanukah candles at home. And at home it's done for half an hour. But the reason doesn't apply in the Beis HaKnesses. It's because there's no one here. There's no one watching. It's in shul. It's not out in the street. But it should be lit for half an hour where people have an opportunity to see it. Everyone went home. We dive in Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv only took 10 minutes. And we went home. No one saw the candles for half an hour. That's, you know what you do? Solve the problem. The following morning, rekindle the candles to be mashlim the shiur of a half an hour. It's a brilliant idea.
20 minutes,
exactly. It's a brilliant idea. It's a brilliant concept. And at Kedei Kach, how far does this idea go? This idea, we don't do this. We do it, everything we do today, we're talking about talking, everything today, we submit as watered down as it can possibly be. But those people that follow this school of thought were very mocked that you only light the next morning the Beis HaKnesses, the leftover from the night before. Same candles, same time, same station, everything is the same. You don't add new oil. You don't add new wicks. Because there's no purpose of lighting by day. It's nonsense.
People sit around and they learn.
Of course, by day.
So they put new candles in
them. I know. I tell you, everything we do today is let's go back to the sources. In ancient times, they had a shul out in the field. They daven, they mincha. They lit the candles, they dive in Ma'ariv. After 10 minutes, since the candles are lit, Ma'ariv is over, everyone out. There's no one sitting in shul to die to learn. What?
Could you just exclude all these things and just say it's Parsumei Nisa?
So the problem is, that's the simple understanding, Parsumei Nisa. But the mitzvah was established to be done at night. Lighting a candle, you only have pleasure from the candle when it's dark. The Gemara's expression is Shraga b'tihara, a candle midday mayahani. What benefit is it? So what kind of parsuma nisa would there be lighting it in shul by day when it's light? And see, we live in different times. We have electricity, so we have a nice menorah. But still, it's not the way the mitzvah was established. So some give you an answer. It's parsuma nisa, so we light it by day. But this is a much better answer. It's a much deeper, has a much, much more powerful answer. It's a hashlama to the shir of a chatzi shah of what was meant to be done at night. And if you follow this school of thought, there's a hakpada. There's a stringency that you should be careful to use only the leftover oils and wicks from the previous night, and not to add new oil, new wick to show. We're not lighting it because there's a mitzvah to light Chanukah. That's nonsense. We're lighting it as an extension of what was done the last night. Okay, that's the second reason why we light by day. A third reason. A third reason we light by day is for an entirely different reason. It's to remember the Ner Ma'aravi of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what do we mean the Ner Ma'aravi of the Beis HaMikdash? In the Beis HaMikdash, at the time of Bishman Shabbos and the Shekhav and Yisrael Eisim Yisrael Shal Mokom, they would add to the menorah enough oil to last for 12 hours for the entire night. There were 7 candles, 7 Neros, and they added, they put an oil that it should go the entire night, and a miracle happened. One of the seven Neros, either the center or the second to last, depending on how the menorah was arranged, would last for 24 hours. Like the Chanukah miracle happened every day in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a miracle. The Gemara, and this, what was the significance of this miracle? The Gemara says it's a testimony. Hashem is saying Eidus that the Shekhinah is resting among the Jewish people. The fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed the Ner to last for 24 hours, Hashem is showing my divine presence is resting among the Jewish people. It was a miracle every single day. So it remained lit during the day, and the Gemara says that they would light the 6 other candles at night from the light of this 7th Ner that miraculously remained lit the entire day. When we light the Neros in the Beis HaKnesses, we're not coming to reenact the Chanukah miracle. We're coming to remind ourselves of the miracle, the daily miracle that occurred in the Beis HaMikdash every single day with the Ner Ma'aravi. We use Chanukah as an opportunity to reenact and to remind us of the Ner Ma'aravi. Okay, so that is another reason why we light it during the day. It's not for Chanukah. Whole different reason. Well, okay, we light it in the same number of Neros as Chanukah Neros, but it's primarily for the Ner Ma'aravi. Another reason, very similar reason, because there's a machlokes in the Gemara if they lit the menorah by day in the Beis HaMikdash. There are two opinions in the Gemara. Similar opinion, according to most of the Rishonim, the menorah was only lit at night. The Kohen came in the morning and he did what was called Hatovah Saneros. In the morning he would clean the menorah, remove the leftover oil, remove the old wicks, and fill it up with new oil, new wicks, prepare it. But when would the Kohen actually light the menorah? Only at night. This is the majority opinion. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam is of the opinion that the menorah was lit twice a day. It was lit at night and was lit in the morning as well. So you'll ask the question, what's the purpose of lighting the menorah during the day in the Shraga? I don't know the answer. But whatever it was, the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was not anyway for the purpose of light. It was symbolic. But according to the Rambam, the menorah was lit in the Beis HaMikdash twice a day, at night and by day. Since our shuls represent the Beis HaMikdash, it's a Mikdash Ma'at, so in the Beis HaKnesses we also light by day. At home, it's not a Beis HaMikdash, so then the Akana was to light at night. The Beis HaKnesses, it's a Mikdash Ma'at, Lefi the Rambam, it was lit by day, so you are required to light by day as well. Yeah.
When was the Hatovah done?
By day. According to those opinions that said that it was only lit at night, the Hatovah was still done by day.
But when? Early?
There are different opinions. Early in the day. Before the Talmud. Hatovah, we say in Abai. Abai have Mitzad, the Seder Mechah, Meshmer, the Gemara, Valid, Abashol. Baruch, Gedol, Lekhnev, Mechah, Shri, Shlokter, Esmer, Mechah, Shri, Shlokter, Esmer, Lamar, Ochash, La Tovas. The Gizri Eitzim Kodem La Tovas Shtei Neros. La Tovas Shtei Neros Kodemes. No. Chomesh Neros. I remember. I'm going to go for you. Sitter, whatever. But it was done in the morning between at the time when they offered the carbon tamid. Talmud. It was done in the morning. Okay. So this is another very interesting reason why we did Solomaskan. We have really told, I think we have 4 reasons. We'll leave it with that. 4 reasons why we light the Ner Chanukah in the Beis HaMikdash by day what?
So based on all this, is there any daya that holds that Yachid could not light at night, that you could light without a bracha in the day?
No, there's no such thing. There's no such hashlama, and I've not heard of that, hashlama of lighting by day. So that's got to be really five reasons. Number one, like what you said, very simple to review. Number one, simply persuminisa. Ashulia persuminisa. Number two, lesson like the Rambam. Simple. The Rambam, they live the base on Migdash by day, so they light by day as well. Number three, the Ner Maravi. We reenact the miracle of the Ner Maravi. And the last reason, which is the most beautiful reason, is it's a very powerful reason. He really dwells upon that. It's the Hashlama to the Chatzi Shah. Hashlama to the Chatzi Shah that's done at night. Mikra Adin, you're supposed to light the Ner Chanukah for a half an hour. That's for a private person, because the people in the street are going to see it, but for the individual in the Beis HaKnesses, the whole thing doesn't make any sense, because everyone is leaving and it's not by the window, but you need a half an hour. We'll be mashlim tomorrow morning when they come back to get in that half an hour. Okay, that concludes
like
the
stuff.
What?
Have a chasna, like in the nighttime.
A chasna? What do you mean a chasna?
Somebody makes chasna. You bring them another.
To the chasna? It's not so simple. It's not so simple. What to do?
Maybe I'll make a broth.
Okay, it depends. What are you eating? Okay, it's not simple. Okay, so this concludes this inyan. We spent 3 days on this inyan of lighting in the base. So which one?